Thank you, Chair. My name is Lisbeth Fransplass. I'm a Director General from the Ministry of Education and Research in Norway. And first of all, let me express Norway's appreciation to the organizers of this spotlight event and the panelists that have raised attention to this very important issue of access to higher education. Working for refugees' inclusion into our society, our educational system, and our labor markets is worthwhile both for the individual, but also for the whole society. Otherwise, I'm afraid we will continue wasting a lot of talent by not acknowledging their qualifications. As you know, many refugees lose their papers and diplomas while fleeing. But without such documentation, it may be difficult to get a job or enroll in higher education in the host country. The European Qualification Passport has proven to give refugees the opportunity to use their skills in a new life situation for the good of the person itself and for society. When this initiative now is scaling up to a global level, Norway is a strong supporter, hoping for the qualification passport to become a global solution. The Norwegian Minister of Research and Higher Education, Ms. Iselin Nybø, has promised financial support in 2020 for both the European and the UNESCO qualification passports. Today, we have heard the experience from the world's first holder of a qualification passport. And I am, of course, very proud that Anwar Hourani was able to enroll in higher education in Norway. Thank you. The UNESCO qualification passport for refugees and migrants may contribute to reaching several targets under Sustainable Development Goal 4, such as 4.3 on equal access to tertiary education and 4.5 on equal access for vulnerable persons. The method and the idea for this project stemmed from the Norwegian Agency for Quality Assurance in Education. In Norway, several stakeholders, including labor organizations, employer organizations, universities, colleges, and the refugees themselves, are very positive towards the qualification passport. So, thank you so much. Thank you.